WTX.com.
Of America Tonight. Coming up in another 10 minutes, your chance to get serious bragging rights by nailing the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just throwing out a numerical guess and picking who you think's going to win. We have a slew of games as we do each and every week. Who knows what the game of the week will be? And we always have to wait and see. You don't even have to play. It's like the lottery. You don't have to plunk down a couple of dollars, though. That's the big difference there. Or going to one of the Indian casinos and sitting by the penny slots and putting it in. Here's the thing about the penny slots. You think in your head, I'm not gambling. It's just a couple of pennies. You know, I can take a $20 and go and put those pennies in. But like the trick of all of the machines that you put money in, you just don't put one penny in. You have to put it all the way across. Otherwise, if it were to hit the jackpot, you would hardly get anything compared to if you put a whole buck in. So really, you're putting almost in a whole dollar so that you can get it to get the correct spin. Not that I would know. I can't even tell you the last time that I've been to a casino. In fact, I think it was, it's been a while. It was back in Las Vegas days when I was doing a talk show out of Las Vegas. In Vegas, they didn't have to worry too much about ice and snow. You know, I think it's happened once in a blue moon that they've gotten snow in Las Vegas. But in the Northeast, it's a way of life. However, not usually in October. People are still talking about the strange snowstorm, although it seemingly was mild because it didn't stick on the ground in most places, except for if you were in New Hampshire and you got 31 inches or parts of Massachusetts or Pennsylvania. But what it did do is leave a lot of power lines down, and it's too big of a story not to talk about that so many folks are going to work and going to gyms and taking showers. In fact, a lot of people are still sleeping in gyms on cots because they couldn't get a hotel room. They're all booked up in Connecticut. Hotel rooms are booked up in central Connecticut. You have over 400,000 Connecticut people without power and pretty much 34% of the state. This is what the governor, Governor Malloy, warned about, that there wasn't going to be any real break in the action because the restoration would take at least a week after the damage to shut it all down, get it up, and do what they had to do to restore it to the people in the state. And it wasn't just Connecticut, although they took a big brunt of everything. And in fact, what was interesting, and I might have mentioned this on a previous show, can you believe they had the big, I was just saying, doing nail the score is like hitting the lottery in a sense. The Powerball lottery was $254 million on Wednesday, and one person won that lottery, and the person was from Connecticut. Do you love that? Somebody from Connecticut who's probably in the dark, who knows, they're looking at the numbers with a flashlight, running to go buy a paper to try to figure out if they won. And maybe not, maybe it's just in their back pocket somewhere and they're not even thinking about it because they always just plunk a dollar down. They're not going to have to worry about power for very long if that's the case. But the rest of the people in Connecticut are worried and hoping that it's going to be back up by the beginning of next week. In some cases, by the weekend, it'll definitely be up. In Massachusetts, the same thing. A lot of parts of New England have been just crucified by the crazy storm. Once those lines go down, and once they and how dangerous is that when they snap out, and sometimes they do, then all bets are off. Because you've got people that have these generators at home and try to figure out what they should do to keep warm. And it doesn't seem that bad during the day, but then at night, it's freezing. You might as well be outside. Speaking of freezing, that's what happened to Papandreou. He was frozen out, in a sense. the Greek prime minister was adamant about putting a vote to the people of Greece on the debt plan that Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, and others came up with to bail out that country, where by December they didn't have two nickels to rub together. And they weren't going to risk, they were definitely going to tell him, listen, we're not going to risk the people voting this down, because, of course, most of them would do that. They would vote it down. So after the explosion went off, when he announced that he wanted to have a referendum, he thought better after going to the being summoned to the G20 and conference that this would probably be a really big mistake. So he reeled that back in. Chaos has been the norm in Athens especially. And now it's all about to be wrapped up. Because how did Greece get into this mess in the first place? Well, there was some greed going on, right? A Greek finance minister said that Greece has cash until mid-December. After that, without money coming in, they would be unable to service their debt or pay pensions or salaries. So they had to get money in. That was accomplished with, will be accomplished with this plan. And the loan that they need desperately. So he'll have to abide by that. And I guess that's what they told him. There's not going to be a referendum. You have this small window and you have to take it. You have to grab this now, and just there has to be the majority vote here in Parliament, and that's what it is. The new debt deal goes to Parliament, and this procedure would require a majority of 180 out of 300 to vote yes to it. So with the socialists holding 152 seats, that means the debt deal will only pass if the opposition also is in favor, and it looks like, it still looks like that it should pass. If it doesn't, then it'll be nasty in Europe, and that will trickle on to the United States without a doubt. I mean, they are crippled in that country. So the new debt deal gives them $179 billion in rescue loans from the rest of the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund, on top of $152 billion they got a year ago. It would also forgive the Athens 50% of the money it still owes. And the goal is to reduce, of course, the debt, so that the country can be able to handle its own finances without constant bailouts. And what's happened is the public has had enough. They're more than at the breaking point. They've had 20 months of cuts and tax hikes and all kinds of things. And the opinion on Papandreou has definitely dropped. It's on life support anyway. And trust me, this would affect us in the United States. It would affect our markets without a doubt. All right, we swing from Papandreou being squeezed to squeezing in our segment called Nail the Score. That's on the B side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,828.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,873.43, $936.72 for a half ounce, or $468.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,873.43, $936.72, and $468.36.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, who's it going to be this time around? Boy, if only I could predict. I have no idea. Let's break out the computer. Donovan, let her rip. Oh, let's try that again. Are you kidding me? How can this happen? This just goes to show you I have nothing to do with this computer. You know what the game of the week is? Try on Seattle and the Cowboys for size. Oh, that's definitely not the game of the week. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, I know there are people that love to hate the Cowboys, and there are people that love the Dallas Cowboys, and they are in a bad way after a humiliating loss at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles the week before, although the NFC East is the Giants' lead, and you've got everybody else pretty much 3-4, although if you went by the teams, the team that's in the cellar is absolutely the Dallas Cowboys, but they could come out of the cellar and peek their heads out and start to walk up the, certainly start to walk up the stairs even a little bit further. So maybe they turn this around. You would think in looking at it that this is a matchup that certainly favors the Cowboys. I can't imagine after what just happened and what's going on with this team. They've got this young offensive line, and they have people jumping all over their backs. But that's the normal thing with the Cowboys. I got to say I think they take Seattle pretty easily. And if they don't, just like they did the Rams, then there's more problems than I thought. It's week 9 in the NFL. Do you believe it? Week 9. I didn't even think the first couple of weeks we were going to, at least the first couple of weeks, we're going to be knocked out. We weren't going to have a season. But the good news is that there is a season if you're a football fan. So I say, and oh, it pains me to say this, I say the boys win it, and the final score is going to be 34-17. You may see it a little bit differently. It's just a numerical guess, so don't be shy. You don't have to analyze this and go deep because is it really worth it with the Cowboys? Either way, I will tell you a few things. One, Dallas has the advantage with home cooking, you would think, so to speak. They're 2-1 at home, so this is going to be played out at Jerry World. Seattle is 1-3 on the road, so 1-3. And Seattle's just had a miserable season, even more miserable than the Dallas Cowboys. But the Cowboys have some injuries that they're dealing with. I think that the Cowboys learned something from the stop in Philadelphia. One, that they can't keep busting these routes and afford interceptions, and they have this porous offensive line. The defense was just absent. I think the defense will certainly beef it up, and I believe that there will be more of a ground game. So even though they're one of their star running backs, Felix Jones, is trying to come back from a high ankle sprain, you have DeMarco Murray, who's been terrific and who's healthy, and sure, it was St. Louis, but he tore it up against St. Louis, and I think he definitely has the skills to get in there and do the same thing this time around against Seattle. That's where I'm coming up with a lot of my points, the 34-17. I don't think it's going to be so much in the air. If I were if I were Jason Garrett and I were looking at this offense, I would say, mix in that ground game. What are you thinking? Mix in the ground game. All right, so you know how we roll here, boys. You can't waste too much time. We just got three segments. You can send me your guests, americatonight.net. You know how that works. You click on the email, boom, send it to me, whatever you think. Or light up the numbers, 800-259-5791. What happened to all my guys in Connecticut? Connecticut used to be the hot spot for Nail the Score. They must have changed their shifts. Or they're probably thinking about the Breeders' Cup that's coming up in Churchill Downs over the weekend. That is going to be interesting. Let's go to Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Rick. What do you think is going to happen here? You're going to say the Cowboys, right?
No, I think Herman Cain's going to commit suicide.
Oh, no way. There's no way that's going to happen. Trust me.
Well, sure. They got him now that when he's having the NRA that he spent money like a drunken sailor.
Oh, of course.
So they're digging up something every day, and his wife won't have a press conference like she said she's going to. So he's got a bunch of stuff to hide, and people digging in and find out all the goodies on him.
Yeah, but if he's checkmated as far as running for president, well, so what? He can't run for president, but he has plenty of money, and he has plenty of things that he could go and do, and that's what will happen.
Yeah.
But he won't be president.
No, he won't get it. But I got Seattle 10, Dallas 24.
24-10, Dallas. I like that guess because I just can't imagine that we're going to see anything out of Seattle.
Yeah, and Dallas, you know, if they don't win, then I imagine Jerry Jones will start cleaning the house. So.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they can't keep going down that same path.
No. I mean, they'll have to do something.
Something drastic.
It'll be very much of a game to watch.
I don't think so either. The Philly game wasn't much to watch, even as an Eagles fan, because it was they just beat them up. There wasn't even anything to gloat about. It wasn't even close.
Well, it was good to see Philadelphia beat them.
It was, but it wasn't exciting to watch. It was boring.
No, but glad to see Philadelphia beat them, though. But anybody who beats Dallas, that's what I'm for. So.
I like that. Anyone who beats Dallas. Anybody but Dallas. Those are fighting words. Where's all my Texans who are listening to this show? Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in, we're not trying to nail Herman Cain. We're trying to nail the score. Our computer randomly picked the worst game of the week, Seattle and the Dallas Cowboys. Who do you think wins this? And what do you think the final score is going to be? What do you think the final score is going to be? Here's a couple of quick ones. that we got through the miracle of the internet. This from James. Likes the boys. Final score, 45-14. Ooh, that's lopsided and could be. We've seen lots of lopsided scores. Here's another one. This is from Annie D. And Annie D says, I like the Cowboys. I think the final score is going to be 21-3. 21-3. Ooh, Seattle would be taking a, that would be a bad blow for Seattle if that's all they could muster up. One kick. I don't know what scenario would happen that they would get stopped constantly. They'd have to punt. They make one field goal. That's it. They get shut down every other time. Rick in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Going home in the rain.
Ooh. The rain.
Oh, yeah. It's raining here. And it's kind of nasty and cold.
Is it supposed to rain over the weekend?
No, it's supposed to clear up, but you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I know how that goes.
All right, I agree with you on the Cowboys, unfortunately, but I don't know. I guess the odds are with them. It's their time to win. So we'll say 38-17.
38-17 Cowboys. All right, so yeah. We both said that. We picked 17 for Seattle. I like it. Nice.
All righty.
All right, you enjoy your weekend. Hey, chat some of that Breeders' Cup, too. That'll be fun. With all those races, you know, go Mo. I like it. I like it. A lot of people in Kentucky, I'm sure, will be tuned in across the country, too. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score, and the game is Seattle and the Dallas Cowboys. Of all the games that were on the board, geez. This is the one that ended up being picked. It shows you it's just such a random deal. It'll be held in Arlington, Texas, and the Cowboys are 3-4. The Seahawks are 2-5. So really neither team, nothing to write home about. Dallas has struggled on both sides of the ball the last time out against Philadelphia on Sunday night. But this is different. I mean, this is Seattle's a whole different opportunity for them. They're really, really, like I said, in trouble if they can't pick apart Seattle. They should be able to get through Seattle. And I'll tell you, Tony Romo can't be tossing those interceptions. I guess that would be the one danger. Seattle's allowed 28 sacks. We'll see if the Cowboys get any. Stay with us, nailing the score.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LECIG.com or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
Keep the lady hanging out with all of you doing the nail to score thing. Let's get a winner this time around. Come on, I'm rooting for you. Cowboys and Seattle, there's not much to root for in this game, really. So I'm hoping that one of you turns up with the winning combination. You know what I think the game of the week really should have been? The Giants and the Patriots. That game's going to be interesting. An afternoon kick, so, you know, you're awake, you've had your coffee, you're hanging out, you're doing the whole Sunday thing. And that game, if the Giants play up, and if the right Patriots team shows up, then that could be pretty close. In fact, Eli Manning, one of the two Manning brothers anyway that's playing, because Peyton Manning, he's done. There's no way. I don't see how he's not coming back. But will he even come back for the rest of his career? That's a big, big, big question. Eli Manning is asked about the Super Bowl and whether or not he's thinking about going back there. Here's what his response was.
That game really hadn't come into much thought this week. It's getting ready for this defense. They're doing different things, and just going there and expect to play well.
All right, expect to play well. He knows how to handle reporters now. He's like a grizzled veteran. Susan in Kansas. Hey, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
Good, cold.
Cold. What's the temperature, in the 20s or worse?
Yes, in the 20s.
Yeah, that's cold. Yeah. What do you think? Who do you like in this one? Are you picking the Cowboys?
Cowboys. 27-17.
27-17 is a good score. Well, that would mean it'd be more interesting to watch that, and the Seahawks would put some points up. Are you a Cowboys fan?
No, not really.
Good, good girl. We just wanted, we needed that validation that no Cowboy fans are calling this show. Even if they're in Texas. All right, Susan, thanks. Good luck.
Mm-hmm, thanks. Bye.
We go from Kansas to Connecticut and Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. What say you? Do you think the Cowboys win this?
No.
Ooh, you're picking Seattle the upset.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Okay, so what's the score going to be?
Score is going to be 27-17 to Seattle.
I love it. You're the opposite. You're the flip side of Susan. Good for you, Sam. Good for you, Sam, the renegade. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so Sam says no Seahawks. Hey, the way the season's been going, anything can happen. And certainly with the Cowboys, there's no guarantees with the Dallas Cowboys. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or americatonight.net. Click on the email and send us the guess, who you think it's going to be. Well, I think it's going to be the Cowboys, or you think it's going to be Seattle. Dan in Texas, I don't think he's a Cowboy fan. He's told us that many times, but I bet you he's picking the Cowboys now. Hey, Dan.
You'd lose.
You're picking Seattle?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Seattle. Hey, who's Green Bay playing?
Are you Mr. Green Bay?
Yes.
Why? Well, actually, you know what? Green Bay, this weekend, they have a pretty good matchup. Oh, who are they playing? I got to think of it off the top of my head because I just looked at that game. I'm in two pools. Green Bay is playing San Diego, and it's a late afternoon game.
They'll eat San Diego.
Oh, I think so, too. No, Green Bay's good. Green Bay's a great team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they won last year, but they have that team is just as good. They're prime. They could be back there.
They will.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take Seattle 27-24 over the No Boys.
So two for Seattle. Did you and Sam get together and decide you were going to both pick Seattle?
Yeah, me and Sam just had coffee together a few minutes ago, and we both decided to do that, yeah.
Coffee in the dark. All right,
yeah.
Thanks, Dano. Appreciate it.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Oh, such sarcasm. That's what we like, Dan. 800-259-5791. You're going to like this. Here's one from Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo taking the cue from the horse Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo likes Seattle as well and says Seattle's going to win this one. The score is going to be 38-10. Boy, it used to be if I brought up the Dallas Cowboys on this show and they were the team that they were in the hunt, they were part of the nail the score thing, there would be blowout phone lines picking the Cowboys. It wouldn't matter what team I said. I mean, they would just absolutely hands down, almost everybody would pick the Cowboys. Now the Cowboys, they can barely buy respect. Where are all the Cowboy fans? I thought the Cowboys were America's team. I guess I didn't get the memo. They aren't any longer. Jose in Kentucky. I think Jose is a Cowboys fan. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how are you doing?
You're a Cowboy fan.
Are you talking about Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith? Yeah.
Yeah, you're an old Cowboy fan. So you go old school. I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, which team is going to show up?
That's true, and you don't know week to week.
Right. What is the score that you picked today?
What's the score I picked? I picked the boys would win it 34-17.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to take that one.
All right, you're going to take my score. You can because I can't win, so that's perfect. All right, 34-17. You got it, Cowboys. All right, Jose,
that's right.
Good luck, buddy.
All right.
Enjoy the game.
I will.
That'd be too funny if you took my score and then they end up winning it. All right, here's another one. This one is from Tina. Tina says, I like Seattle. I agree. I think Seattle wins this, and I think the final score is 17-3. Defense big in this one. How about Donnie in Iowa? Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you think?
I think 30-21, and I'm taking Seattle.
Ooh, all right, Donnie. Why, you see, you think this is perfect for an upset?
Oh, yeah, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, you know, not a bad strategy, Donnie. Thanks for listening, and good luck on that game. I hope one of you nail the score. But it is one of those games that, because you think, this is the thing about the Cowboys. That's what Jose, who watches football, obviously, it's what he said, that you just don't know what team is showing up with the Cowboys. I mean, they've had some close losses, and then they've had some humiliating moments this season with interceptions, stupid plays, partially the interceptions, blown patterns, just games they should have won and let the other team back in, most notably the Lions. Everybody really started to pay attention to the Lions, which they were winning games, but when they knocked off the Cowboys and came back from a huge deficit and were able to do what they did, then I think that's when a lot of people started to say, whoa, this is a team that they're like chameleons. You just really have no idea what team is going to show up, whether it's the Cowboys that they're going to dominate or it's the Cowboys who are going to struggle because of stupid plays that, you know, football, especially this season, you can see it. When you watch these games, you can turn on the tube, and it's happened to me every single week. You turn on the games, and it looks like a blowout. It looks like a blowout. 20-0, 23, 21-3. And then the other team starts to come back into it. They start to play catch-up, and then before you know it, they've won. And if you look back last week, if you look back the week before, there was a lot of that was going on. So it really is 60 minutes. It's really 60 minutes of a game. And it's like a trite saying, but it's so true. On any given Sunday, anything can happen, especially in this year where it didn't even look like we were going to have football in the very beginning of the season, like the NBA. It looked like they were going to miss a couple of games. All right, let me give out the digits again because this is your last chance, our last segment. Cowboy fans, people who want to win loot, people who want to brag, jump on the phone lines now or send me an email. But the numbers are 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Click on the email, send us your guess, and then you are in. Seattle and the Cowboys, that's the game that we're talking about. And as I said, there's other games on the board that even the Jets and the Bills would have been interesting because it's in Buffalo. The Jets somehow, because I think it's a miracle that they're even at 4-3 over 500, and the Bills have had a very interesting season at 5-2. And this, you know, two opposite sides of New York, this could be a fun game to watch because there, with Buffalo favored by 2, you're wondering, what Mark Sanchez do you get? Do you get the Mark Sanchez that looks pretty focused and has laser-like passes, or the other one who seems like he's not quite sure what's just happened when he threw into traffic, for example? Oops, I didn't mean to throw that. I didn't think it was going in that direction. I have a lot of friends that are Jet fans, and they are, I mean, they have lived through some rough, lean years. And they get their hopes up every year, and then they're dashed, they're thwarted. Although we saw last year was good, the year before, but the expectations now, it's beyond the playoffs, it's beyond, you know, we want to get beyond the championships, we want to get into the Super Bowl. Who knows, maybe it's their year. Nailing the score next on America Tonight.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire. What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You got to do it now. You got to run to the phone lines or pick up that cell that's attached to your side and dial 800-259-5791. My guess was the boys would take it 34-17. Jose then checkmated me and took my score 34-17. Since that's always open, by the way, I cannot win. I can brag if I nail the score, but I can't win. Rick in Illinois, he liked 24-10 Dallas. Sam in Connecticut picked the Seahawks 27-17. We have a couple here that have just come in, trickled in. One from Ian who says Seattle all the way. I think the final score is going to be 18-13. That's an odd score, but it could happen. He's a couple of different things strung together in the right way, and you come up with those numbers. And if we were just to go and give a mathematician the numbers and let them run the numbers of the various scores already all the way through to week nine, they'd see all the oddball scores, and it's been that kind of a season. Also, this one comes to us from Trick, and Trick says there is no treat for the Dallas Cowboys clever. And Trick says Seattle wins this. How about all these people in Seattle? Seattle wins this, Kate. The final score is going to be 35-14. 35-14. Well, believe it or not, the football, obviously, right there smack in the middle of the season, is pretty huge. And football is number one in this country and number one for News Talk listeners. They just did a survey on habits and the likes and dislikes of people who are those that listen to the spoken word, as they call it, or News Talk. And you all pick overwhelmingly football, NFL football or college football too, as your sources of entertainment sports-wise. And then you've got baseball and basketball, meaning NBA and whatnot, and then the NHL's further down on the list. But there are also a lot of people that happen to be huge horse racing fans, and this is a big week for horse racing because it's time for the Breeders' Cup. So everybody, once again, is in Louisville, Kentucky. This is back-to-back years for Churchill. And, of course, every year Churchill for the Kentucky Derby is the biggest. But having the Breeders' Cup is a huge honor for them. And the Breeders' Cup is all the great horses, some of the most amazing horses that you might have seen if you were a horse racing fan, like your Uncle Mo popping up in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And there's so many other horses that are sharp and fun to watch. I've probably got a few favorites. In the juvenile, a horse called Union Rags is one that I like. Certainly, all of you listening in Kentucky probably could trump my horse racing knowledge as much as I do enjoy it. And this week, it was the subject of sports shorts. Take a listen. It's the last chance to make a big splash for some of the best thoroughbred horses in the world. It rivals the Triple Crown in horse racing. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Breeders' Cup is a must-see for any true horse racing fan. It's the year-end championship in the sport that features races of all different distances and on several surfaces, dirt, turf, and all weather. The Cup races take place at different tracks. The Cup kicked off in 1984. John R. Gaines, a pet foodier and thoroughbred owner, thought it would clean up the sport's image at the time it was being kicked around, and it would add more excitement into the game. And boy, did it ever. The last 3 years, it's been expanded into 2 days, and the Breeders' Cup is now the second richest day in racing. The Sprint, the Classic, and the Turf race are probably the most popular. This year, Uncle Mo drew the 12th post position in the Mile and a Quarter Classic, and is considered the favorite this time around on November 5th at Churchill Downs. Go Mo! That's Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. Yeah, so this weekend, a lot of eyes will be on what's happening in those couple of, well, in all those races, because now it's spread into two different days, which is great for the sport, because it's there's been some pretty tough knocks in horse racing lately, and part of that is because of the casinos and other things, other options that are out there for all the people that were enthusiasts and would go and watch these races. And I know in this audience there are definitely people who even just like to watch, because I've gotten many of your emails in the last couple of weeks asking me what I think's going to happen in some of the races. And boy, sometimes it's all about just watch him come out and walk around and then watch him go to the gate. And it's not always about what the most obvious choices are, in other words. Kind of like nail the score. It's not always what the obvious choice is. And the obvious choice used to be, for sure, you know, 10 years ago, you would have looked at some of these Cowboy teams and you would have said, yeah, the Cowboys are going to be in every single, they're going to be in every single game. And you would never have thought, when you had a team like Seattle being weak, you would never have picked Seattle because you knew it was a safe bet. If there was a sure bet, at least on picking the team that would win, it wouldn't be the other guy. But now it's, that's not the case. And as evidenced by some of the people, especially a lot of you have emailed, a lot of people going with the Seahawks instead of the Dallas Cowboys. We have another one here. This is from Phil. Phil in Kentucky. He says, I like Seattle, and I think it's tough to, he writes a sentence, tough to pick the score, but I'm going to say it's 21-7. Ooh, 21-7. So they get one touchdown and that's it, and then they're shut out along the way, the rest of the way. That's interesting. Could happen. We have seen scores that look more like baseball scores. Here's one from the DA, and the DA says, Kate, I like Seattle in this one. I think Seattle wins this. The final score is 62-27, and I'm not joking. Well, it'd be an incredible day. Would they throw a parade or what if they got that kind of a score? I'm going to say they probably would. I mentioned that there were some other games on the week and week 9 that I liked better, like even the Jets and the Bills. And with the Jets and the Bills have been interesting because the home team, they finally have something to cheer about. And the Bills fans are loyal. They're rabid. You know, they're like Ron Paul fans. They're like loyalists. That's what it is. They're loyalists. You grow up in Buffalo. There's no way you would root for any other team, even if you jump around the country with your career or whatever. You're all about the Bills, and you never lose that. You grew up tailgating or going to a couple games if you could get the tickets to it. Because I went to so many stadiums and had spent some time in Buffalo going to some of the Buffalo games, it was pretty amazing how, like I said, how rabid those fans are about their football. Not like there's not some other passionate, what I call, face painters around the country, but boy, they have some good ones. All right, good luck to everybody who emailed us and called us with a guess. Maybe you'll be the winner of Nail the Score this time around.